Welcome to the Pop Culture Palace Presents podcast, the official show for the Pop Culture Palace website. Every other week on this feed, you will find an episode from a rotating group of shows. This week, we bring you Grown Ass Geeks, Episode 2. Thank you for joining us on the second episode of Grown Ass Geeks, the show that two grown men use as an excuse to geek out with each other. My name is Al Sedano, and I am one of your hosts. Your other host is Paul Showens. We both host our own podcasts, but have been looking for an excuse to do something together. This show, and all the babbling about movies you're about to hear, is that excuse.
I think so, but okay. I don't know. I mean, we have cable, but we only have cable because we have an HOA here, and it's part of the HOA dues. We get the cable.
Okay, I got you.
So it's not like I pay for it.
Nice.
So we really rarely watch it. Like when New Year's Eve, I'll say I was watching the Thin Man stuff. That was one of the few times we actually have TV on.
Right.
Usually it's just watching stuff in the digitally.
Yeah.
Like tonight, my wife she had control of it since she works from home, but I got home and Gilmore Girls Marathon is on again tonight.
Ugh. That's one I don't miss.
They brought it back. She watched they did it a new season a year or two ago.
Yeah. Thankfully, Kristen didn't bite on that again. But
she likes it.
She was huge into it when it was on regular TV back in the day.
But you know who's in it though, right?
In the new one?
No, in the the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, Sean Gunn.
Yeah,
right.
I was gonna say,
Craiglin.
Yeah,
yep. That was how I recognized him in the first Guardians. I'm like, wait a minute, that's Kurt.
Yeah, yeah. I never really. It wasn't a show I watched, but she had it on enough times going through the seasons that I know pretty much who's in there and who's what. And I mean, there's scenes that are good.
Yeah.
It's not like it's not like something where my eyes are gonna bleed. I have to run away and hide.
Right. Yeah. It is at least watchable.
But there's parts of it, like, there's just enough of it's like, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
It's not my thing, but that's fine. She likes it.
I'm definitely not choosing to watch that, but if she's got it on, it's not one that I'm going to leave the room.
Yeah, I'm not leaving the room for it. I'm not staying for it either, but if it's...
Right. There,
and I admit, I like the father.
Oh, yes.
Edward Hermanman or whatever his name is. I like him. He has a great presence, and I like the scenes that he's in for the most part.
Oh, my God, it's been a while.
Plus, the mom's cute.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. That was a big draw for me for Bad Santa, too. Because totally different kind of character for her in that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot she was in that.
Oh, yeah. How can you forget that with the Fuck Me Santa? Fuck Me Santa.
And I have that, too.
I love that movie. I never did see the sequel.
No, me either. But I forgot I have that. I gotta watch. I'm going to have to watch that again for next Christmas.
There you go.
That might be one of my Christmas movies to watch.
Yeah, do it before you have kids, because you don't get to watch those kinds of movies anymore.
That's true. I know, that stuff goes away now.
Oh, yeah.
It's all like, if it ain't Frozen, it ain't going on.
Oh, my God, Frozen. I think we've actually had a few months stretch where I haven't had to watch that. They were big on Moana for a while.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I still have not seen it.
Oh, so good. I will admit that. Oh, Frozen? Well, that was good, too, but, you know, once you hit, like, 200 viewings... You kind of don't need it anymore.
Well, when it came out, I was working at the hobby shop. So we heard, between the canned music and all the stuff we had in the store for it, I heard most of the songs 1,000 times.
Oh, God, yeah.
So I'm fine. And then we were watching Once Upon a Time, and then we got to that season that had Frozen in it.
Oh, that was so bad.
And it became basically the Anna and Elsa show guest starring everyone from Once Upon a Time.
Yes.
And we're like, all right. Kim was like, Kim wasn't really interested in Frozen. And after that, she's like, I don't want to see that friggin' movie.
Right. That'll rear its head again when we come back down there for Disney. Because we'll have to go to the live show again.
Yeah, I'm actually not going to be at Disney, but I will be at Universal in like the first weekend of February.
Oh, nice.
Her parents got us that as a gift. It's me and Kim, her mom, and her Kim's cousin are all going to be at Universal for that weekend.
That's awesome. I haven't been down there since they did all the Harry Potter stuff, so I'd like to go back there too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a Disney. No, Harry Potter is Universal. That's right. So, yeah, we're going to see that, and I want to see the King Kong stuff.
Yeah. I heard they did that for the new movie, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
No. I do need to see it because I do love King Kong. Me too. Most of my love for King Kong is the original movie.
From 33?
Yeah.
Love that movie.
And also because growing up as a kid, since I was in that New York area, WPIX 11, like every Thanksgiving, played King Kong, Son of Kong, and Mighty Joe Young.
Nice.
And every year, it would be the same thing. Watch King Kong. Then they would have dinner, and I would be able to catch finally the end of Mighty Joe Young. I still have not seen Son of Kong.
Okay, I don't think I've seen it either.
But I would catch the last half hour to 45 minutes of Mighty Joe Young, and I would catch all of King Kong. But in between was dinner time, and they had turned off the TV.
Right.
But that was every Thanksgiving. And usually in the morning after the parade, March of the Wooden Soldiers with Laurel and Hardy.
Okay, yep. We used to have PIX around here when I was a kid, too. So I definitely remember March of the Wooden Soldiers. And my dad used to always watch the Yankee games on it.
Yep. So I remember having that one. So King Kong, especially that original one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to see the new one because I do like King Kong. So I love that idea.
Yeah. I liked the Peter Jackson one. That was good. But that wasn't the original.
No.
So
I mean, I can still watch that one. And that's the one with Jack Black, right?
Yes.
And I can watch the one from the 70s with the Twin Towers.
Which I don't think I've ever actually seen the one from the 70s.
I've seen it once or twice. Not many times. I have to hunt
that one down, too.
But it's mostly the original I've seen a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I used to go out of my way to find that, like, if it was on.
Yeah. But I do need to see that new one. I just haven't had a chance yet.
Same here. And I think I have it digitally. And it's another one that I just haven't circled back around to. Because if it's anything remotely scary, she won't watch it. So it's one of those that I have to watch at, like, midnight.
No, not that one. That's right. I forgot. I think I signed it at Walmart for like one of those like $5 movie bins. That's right. Mm-hmm. Not Kong, but the more recent Godzilla movie that came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like I haven't seen that either. Yeah, yeah, I still need to watch it. I have it. I just haven't watched it yet.
I have a ton of those movies. That's the same thing. Even Dark Knight Rises. I bought that. I still haven't seen that.
I saw that in the theater. It was okay. So the only one I really care about that trilogy is The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah. That was a phenomenal movie.
And that's mostly due to one man.
Yes. I would assume you mean Heath Ledger.
Of course.
Okay. Oh my god, he was so good in that part.
Want to see a magic trick? I'm going to make this castle disappear.
And was that Michael J. White that he did that to?
I think it was. Spawn.
Yes.
Yes.
I've got to start keeping outtakes. Typically, I just delete them all.
Yeah, I figure what the hell, keep them. Maybe I'll use them, maybe I won't, but it's always fun. It's always amusing to listen to those outtakes. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot we were bullshitting about this for so long. I'm like, let me take this out. This is like 30 minutes of stuff that I don't need in the show. There's nothing to do with what we're talking about whatsoever.
I love that. The problem is we derail so much. Like, if I cut all that out of our show, there would be no show left.
Yeah. Well, the main reason for that is because there actually is a topic for my show.
Good point.
So, you know, there's a comic that's like, this is the topic, so.
Yeah, and that's true. When we were doing the Fist of Khonshu stuff, we used to stay more on track.
Because you actually have a point.
Yeah.
You know, when you're just talking about stuff like we're doing now, like there's really no topic, there's not something specific. You're like, well, this is not about that.
Right.
Like, we were going to be like doing, okay, today we're going to talk about Mallrats and nothing but Mallrats.
Yeah, I could stay more focused then.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, we're chasing Amy, which I go back to a lot because I even put a clip in, I think, from the. I put the Black Rage clip in there.
Yes, the Hooper X stuff. That was great.
Although, even though I knew what it was and there was the context, I cut it because I was really into going, do I want to have the N word in the show?
Right.
I'm like, you know what? I cut it there. It starts right after that part. Right. But if you go in the show notes, it links it to it, and it goes. It has the whole speech. It
has the whole thing. Nice.
So you can still, like, if you want to, if you're listening on whatever device, you click on the link there. It's like, oh, there it is.
Yep, you got it all.
There's the whole thing, but I just cut it. I'm like, eh. Besides, I don't need to pad out my show with someone else's work too much.
Right. Yeah, I feel you on that. That's because supposedly I'm supposed to have a companion show to Hugh's Blue.
Oh, yeah, Gold.
Yeah. And that's I've got some ideas for that, but I think a lot of it would be using clips from other stuff, so I'm not sure how I'm going to go about it yet.
And I mean, the main reason I did that was just because we spent so much time talking about that there afterwards. I'm like, I should put this right. in context.
And you can never go wrong with that anyway.
No, it's a great thing. Now, you have Gold and Blue. Are you guys going to do Red too and be current?
No. No, that was all his idea because the Blue and Yellow make Green. So if we split off and did our own, that's how you want to do it.
Okay, that makes sense too.
Yeah. And then when the idea came up, it's when we were doing the whole angle with me being, like, the narcissistic, like, because I'd been on, like, local radio and I was getting a little bit of fame off of it. So we were playing that angle. So then I should have been the gold standard. That's where he came up with that. Okay. Yeah. But then the whole Madison thing came and it derailed that whole bit we had. So.
Yeah. Well, life.
I was like, yeah, that's why I said it. So we have to drop this now because I can't keep making like I'm a conceited douchebag and then I'm doing the show about Madison on the other side. So
I can see that. Yeah. The Paul's a jerk thing.
Yeah. But I was committed to that for a while.
It's fun to play the bad guy sometimes.
Yeah. I'm good at it, too. I'm really good at being the bad guy.
Well, I guess if you want to be dad, you have to be a bad guy sometimes. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I don't care how cute you look when you're pouting and crying. No.
Right. You know, we had that tonight with Kylie. We had a whole meltdown for an hour at bedtime because she was doing something. Oh, she didn't want to get her hair brushed. Yeah. Yeah. And it turned crazy to the point that Madison's yelling out from her bedroom. She's like, Kylie, just go to sleep. So that's when Kristen had to swoop in and be the good guy.
So. You guys need Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
Go the book? To fuck the sleep.
Yes. I told Kristen we needed to pick that up. She didn't see the humor in that either.
Oh, you haven't played? Have you played it for her? Because it's on YouTube.
No. Is it? Oh, oh yeah. That'll be tomorrow.
Him reading the book is on YouTube. That's my wife and awesome. I love, she loves, we love that. And because have you read it before or just listened
to it? I haven't. I'm just off the references of it.
Oh, if you listen to the whole thing, you get to the point, it's like him playing the parent. And by the end of it, he's like, I don't care. Do what you want. Have a milk. Play your game. Whatever. I don't care. I'm going to go to fuck to sleep. You broke me. I'm done.
That's awesome. There it is. Yep. I just found it. I'm going to have to watch that when we're done recording.
Yeah. She may or may not. I don't know. She may, like I said, it depends on her sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, she married me, so.
Yeah, it's got to be some.
She's got to have a modicum of it, at least.
Yeah, I mean, she might not... I mean, obviously, it's not like, yeah, let's play this for the kids.
Right.
It's not for the kids. It's basically supposed to... You know, it's for every parent who's dealt with trying to put kids to bed. No, no more water. You've done.
Yep. That all sounds very familiar.
Yeah, and it starts off very authoritative, and it's like I said, it ends up with just basically crying in a broken man.
You're broken, yeah.
See, I have it easy. The dog, you don't want to go to bed? Fine. Yeah. Walk around the house. I don't care.
Stay up. I don't care.
Yeah. The worst thing that happens is we're laying in bed, also, and we hear him licking himself.
Right.
And then Kim just grabs some of the rolled up socks and chucks it at
chucks him. Stop it. Yeah.
It doesn't hurt him. It just shocks him enough to make him step.
Dr. Hugh, what's got you geeked?
Well, Paul, I'm geeked because we're recording our very first promo for GeekPod.
What's GeekPod?
GeekPod is an eclectic celebration
Nobody
of all things
Nobody uses
geek.
The word eclectic ever in real Seriously, life. Dude. Ever. I mean, you're just trying to sound smart. Go on.
It's a call to action to let your geek flag fly proudly.
Say that 3 times fast.
No. The guys share their opinions, the guys being us, and unique perspectives on everything from comic books to sports and anything in between. No topic is off limits. Come experience the show that's being called intelligently irreverent and good-naturedly offensive.
Who says that?
Your mom.
That's just me, man. Just me.
Geek Pod. Each and every week.
Each and every week?
Come on, okay. Now. So, twice a month, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. One week and I'll show up.
Come join in on the fun. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Blueberry, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and more.
That's geekpod.com. G33KPOD. That's G33KPOD.com.
Oh God, the whole being broken thing. The perfect example of that. It was June of 2010, and I'll tell you why I remember that specifically. Oh, it's boy. Because Green Lantern was out. I'm sorry, 2011. No, I was right in the first place. June 2010, June 19th, 2010. How sad is that? So I used to be a really, really big Green Lantern fan, and so I was super excited about this movie, and then it happened. Mm-hmm. But Kristen's grandmother passes away literally like 3 days before the movie. So we have to go to New Hampshire for the funeral and everything. The funeral is on opening night of the Green Lantern movie.
Of course.
Yep. Madison's an infant. And I got permission to go to the midnight premiere of Green Lantern while we were up there, but it had to be Madison had to go to sleep first in the hotel.
Mm. No.
It sort of ended up working out, but we had her on the other side in her playpen to try and get her to go to sleep, and the two grown adults were literally slumped down hiding behind the couch because this infant kept grabbing the side and would just rise up and look at us and grin. So we were literally it was like an action movie. We're down behind the couch like avoiding fire.
Did you have her take out her look? Did your wife have a compact that you could like flip open to like right. use the mirror to look to see is she up yet? Is she asleep?
Yeah, no, we needed one. I'm pretty sure we had a white flag we were waving at one point though.
We give. What do you want? Yeah. We don't care.
But I that should have been the omen right there is why I shouldn't go spend money on Green Lantern in 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have done so much better. They could have done better just by editing that.
Yes. Or finishing the script before they started filming it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or how about you cut out that whole opening sequence? You don't need to explain who the Guardians are twice. You did that right. twice in the movie. You don't need it twice. You don't need that opening sequence at all. You start off with Abinsur's ship being attacked and crashing, and then you jump to Hal.
Yes, I agree.
Cut out that whole opening sequence right there of explaining who they are, because you do it later on.
Right. Ugh. That makes me mad.
Because the guy playing Sinestro was good, too.
Oh my god, yes. Mark Strong, he was awesome.
He would have been great in a sequel.
Yes, and that after credit scene with him getting the yellow ring, that...
And how could you not know he was going to be the bad guy, though? I mean, he has that, like, ultimate pedophile mustache.
Yes! In his name.
Yeah.
His name is Sinestro. I mean, it's classic Silver Age. You can't go wrong, but...
It's like, what's your name? Evil McKilling Babyson.
Right.
Okay,
so you're saying you're a hero. Yeah.
I'm saying I don't think I'm going to hire you for babysitting.
Definitely not. Interestingly enough, and I didn't put two and two together until I actually read it in an article, but the guy that was Hal's best friend in that movie...
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that just wrote and directed Thor Ragnarok.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. That was my reaction. I'm like, holy crap.
Well, I guess, you know, it's like everything else. You know, we're here long enough, we watch them see these things, and eventually you're like, oh, that's that guy.
Yeah.
There are times when Kim puts stuff on Netflix, and she gets in a mood for binges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she recently was Friends, which I'm more fine with than Gilmore Girls. And it's right. funny watching that going, oh, they were on as a minor character. Holy crap. You know, like, they became huge later.
Yeah.
You know, they're important now. Like, I don't know how much you watched Friends when it was on.
That's another one. I watched it peripherally through Kristen.
Yeah, Monica had the one boyfriend who's like, oh, Jon Favreau. Yeah, he's someone now. Oh,
nice.
He was on a bunch of episodes. And you're like, oh, yeah, these people are actually real. They have real careers now.
Right. They moved on to much bigger things.
You know, it's like watching these things. Like watching this one episode of Buffy where they have like this one drunk college student. You're like, oh, that's Cal Penn.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know, he worked for the White House for a while.
Right.
He committed suicide on House.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was such a good episode.
Yeah. Because that's when he left to go work at the White House. It's like, yeah, oh, I guess we kill him off.
I didn't see them doing that, though. Like, going the whole suicide route. Like, I was shocked.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Because, again, it was out of nowhere. But, I mean, sometimes that's what happens. Yeah,
I guess if they went with, hey, Kumar's still alive. That's what counts.
Right. And that's the important part.
Or even, hell, with that one, even the guy playing Harold, watching early episodes of, like, watch American Pie. Or American Pie 2, I forget which. He has, like, a very, very minor role in that movie.
Really?
John Cho, that's his name.
I'm going to have to go back on that one, then, because I don't remember him in it.
Yeah, he's in the first one, but I know he's definitely on the second movie. Nice. I think he's in both, actually.
Was he one of the ones chanting MILF?
Yes.
Okay.
And I know in the second movie, he's walking away from the party going, am I going to have a hangover? Because I want one.
Nice. I don't remember the second one too much.
That's the one when they get the beach house.
Oh, okay. Yep. And then did they go on to American Wedding after that one?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I don't own the first. I own the first two. I don't own the third one. I mean, I haven't watched them in like 5-6 years, but.
That's another one. Whatever happened to Chris Klein?
Yeah. Well, the same thing had happened to, what's her name, Mina Silvari, the one who played his girlfriend in that movie.
Okay. Didn't she go kind of nutty? Or did she just get blacklisted?
I don't know. I thought the other one was the one that went nutty.
Curly-haired girl, Jess.
Yeah. Right? No. The curly-haired girl, the one who was like really wasn't really one of the main ones. She was kind of like a friend.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's Natasha Lyonne. She's had a career. She was in Slums of Beverly Hills and But I'm a Cheerleader.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that one.
I don't think I've seen it, but I've heard of it at least.
Yeah, I saw that. Actually, I saw that in the theater at Red Bank, because they have one of those little weird, you know, indie-type theaters.
Yeah.
So me and a friend of mine saw that. It was a funny movie. No, oh, no. Damn it, the one, I know which one we're thinking of that went crazy, but I cannot remember her name for right now. IMDb, thank you, Internet. American Pie.
Tara Reid?
Yes.
Yeah. With her awful boob job. Yes.
And hey, that's where we got Sean William Scott from, who I do like. Just because he plays stupid stuff. He amuses me.
Right, yeah. I always thought it was funny.
I mean, that movie he did with The Rock.
The Rundown. I love that movie.
He's funny in that.
Yes. He's gonna make him piss on himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to fight him. He's like, ooh, is this guy your friend? No, what about this? Oh, I forgot. Jason Biggs, going back to Kevin Smith, Pie Fucker.
Yes. And Jason and Bob Strike Back. Yeah. That's right.
I'm the Pie Fucker, damn it.
And the Dawson.
Yes. It's the Dawson.
Oh, and that's right. That's the next one Kevin's doing, right? Is Jason and Bob Reboot.
I think I heard something about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically going to be the sequel to Strike Back. I guess the whole premise is Jay and Silent Bob find out they're rebooting the Bluntman and Chronic movie, and they want to go back and try and stop it again.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing about that.
And I guess he's going to try and get everybody to cameo in it again.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, except for Jeff. I'm sure Jeff Anderson's not coming back. But
maybe, maybe not. Because it depends, because on the whole rights thing with that.
Yeah.
You know, just because he can't use them in Clerks doesn't mean he can't have him be there as a guy standing next to Brian O'Halloran. As I mean, unless True. They call them Dante and Randall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, granted, I don't know how that works, but I mean, I would assume, though, they could be in that.
Yeah.
And just be there. Well, I know
O'Halloran's going to be in it. Yeah.
Yeah. They can be there just talking to each other without actually having to say each other's names. I mean, there's no law.
You don't have to acknowledge me.
Yeah, there's no law against, you know, just because you have Harrison Ford walking down and, you know, wearing a leather jacket does not mean he's Indiana Jones.
Right.
He could be an old man expressing an interest in old, you know, in antiques, but it doesn't mean he's Indiana Jones. If he's not saying, right. You know, no one calls him that, he doesn't do anything like that. So he might be able to be in that for that reason.
I hope so.
Hello, everyone. I'm Al Sedano, host of Resurrections and Adam Warlock and Thanos Podcast. Over the last few years, this show has covered Adam's life, from his early appearances in Fantastic Four and Thor, to his run as Space Jesus on Counter-Earth. Now, we have made it midway through the 1970s and Jim Starlin's iconic run on the character. The Magus, Gamora, Pip the Troll, and Adam finally meeting Thanos. Speaking of Thanos, we haven't forgotten about him. We will soon be starting our coverage of Starlin's hardcover graphic novel, The Infinity Relativity, starring Thanos. So join me, along with my regular co-hosts, John Wilson and Brian Zeno, as well as others, on Resurrections and Adam Warlock and Thanos Podcast. Found on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podbean. ResurrectionsAdamWarlock.tumblr.com.
I hope you enjoyed our babbling about movies this episode. And I'd just like to throw out there, you people, like my watching King Kong on Thanksgiving, when King Kong has nothing to do with Thanksgiving whatsoever. Do you have any movies that you, kind of like a tradition, you watch at a certain holiday, even though it has nothing to do with that holiday? Like I said, it's more like the King Kong of Thanksgiving. I'm not talking about, let's say, dark Christmas movies like Lethal Weapon or Gremlins or Die Hard that people like watching around Christmas. I'm talking about, well, for instance, I know some people watch Star Wars at Christmas, even though Star Wars has nothing to do with Christmas. So do you have any movies like that? Let us know. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for our Facebook pages for either Pop Culture Palace or Geek Pod. On Twitter, at the PC Palace or at Geek Pod. Remember, in all instances, Geek Pod is spelled G33KPOD. And of course, you can just send an email directly, thepalaceofpopculture@gmail.com. Now, speaking of social media, we did put up episode 1 on social media and we got some likes and shares. So I just want to thank you people. On Facebook, it was liked and shared by Laura Campbell Kennison, Joe Sedano, Michael Lane, Mike Peacock, Ruth and Darren Sutherland, Kim Sumner, Andrew Monclair, Paul Showens. Yes, I know I did kind of make fun of Paul last time for liking the episode when he was on it, but I've thought about it since then. I'm the one posting it. It would kind of look egotistical if I was the one to like it, but Paul's not the one posting the episode, so he can like it. So sorry for calling you out about that, Paul. Oh, and also Justin Lesniak liked and shared it. On Twitter, it was liked and retweeted by Jason Snick Venable. Okay, that's it for this episode. Episode 3 will be out. Well, we probably should record it first. But unfortunately, my computer that has the recording over Skype software I need to do that is kind of down right now. And when I mean down, I mean dead. So I gotta take care of that first. Then we can set up a recording. But we will be back with a third episode at some point. And in the meantime, we will have another show on this feed in 2 weeks. We'll see you then.
The opening and closing music from this show is Epic by Ben Sound. Royalty-free music from bensound.com. Anything discussed on this show, comics, movies, TV shows, whatever, are owned by their trademark and copyright holders, and we make no money off talking about them. No infringement is intended. Al can also be found on Resurrections and Adam Warlock and Thanos podcast. ResurrectionsAdamWarlock.tumblr.com. Paul can also be found on GeekPod, G33KPOD.com. Both shows can be found on iTunes.
Laura was super excited that we were doing this. Oh, I was supposed to tell you that she said hello too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, she's fun to bullshit with on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah,
because she's a Twitter account, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. So she's in charge of that.